What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Z Sports Station. It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
Hey, man, it's hour number four, Dukes and Bell, Abe in for Carl Dukes. We like to show it off every hour with a big hearty, hey, man. Matthew Judon says, wasn't my fault, man. Put me in a place to succeed, coach. Hear Judon make a, some would say, a feeble excuse about last year's performance. That's coming up. But I've just been informed by Day-Day during the break that we have a mystery guest calling in. Now, is this related to Cardi B and Abe's total massacre of a hip-hop dating triangle?
Yeah, they actually may have a take on that.
All right. Well, who is this mystery guest? Sign in. Who is it? Day-Day's being very secretive. Who is this person?
This Saints don't have a quarterback.
It is Carl Dukes.
Mike Bell. Tyler Shook is going to start for the Saints. He'll be shooking oysters in about 6 months. Are you kidding me right now? I can't believe that the Saints don't have a quarterback. Look, I'm on vacation, but I had to call in. When we talked on Saturday, I said, there's no way I can't call in and discuss this. But hold on. Let's talk about this Cardi B thing. Did y'all see that footage?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. Is this where we're going right now?
Yeah, Abe had her dating Ahmad Rashad. It was really messed up. It was kind of a little off point on that. But, yeah, man, we were talking real quick while I got you here, man. Yeah, we had the beat reporter from The Athletic on yesterday from New Orleans, and she was basically, yeah, I don't expect anything when it came to this team. And I told her we're not, so don't worry about that. What'd you think last night, though, at Tatum? The word came down, bro, at the Achilles. He is done.
Yeah, look, you know, Mike, and we talked about it. I think the Celtics are weak-minded, soft, but I don't wish injury upon anybody. I hate to see that for Tatum. He's one of the best players in the league. There's no debating that, but he already had surgery. Look, he's all about trying to get back as soon as he can, potentially next year. That's awful. That series is done. You and I were texting, Knicks, and I told you last week, I'm cheering for them. I'm not a fan, but, man, I want to see them finish this thing and get to a point they haven't been to in 20, 25 years or whatever it's been. That series is done. Celtics have blown three games, and there's no reason why I believe they're going to be able to come back. But, fellas, wait a minute. Hold on. Did I hear you say Judon was – it's not his fault? Did I hear you say that?
Yes. Judon says they dropped him out. They dropped him back in coverage 60% of the time. Now, I don't know about that. I do know, ironically, Carl, that one of the best things he did was that pass breakup against Bucky Irving down in Tampa, ironically, when he's out in the flat. But I said Judon was hard. You couldn't miss him with the red sleeves. I thought he got eaten alive by the elite tackles last year on the pass rush.
Mike, I agree. And look, it's easy to point the finger now because he's not here and he's playing the blame game. Obviously, he wants to play somewhere else. He needs another year somewhere. I don't know if anybody's going to give him a shot, but give me a break. Matthew Judon, you're better than that. They put you in position to get after the quarterback. You just weren't good enough. And so now to say, oh, it's not my fault. weak sauce. Judon wasn't good. We've turned the page. We got two young studs. Hopefully that are going to be killers. But, man, come on. Stop making excuses and just say you weren't good last year. Give me a break.
Now, I will say this, though. I think everybody agreed that Jimmy Lake was miscast as the D.C.
He was.
But in the 3-4, I mean, you couldn't miss Judon. We were watching him because you and I joked around. We said, what's he using, an 11 technique? Is he coming off the sideline? You know what I mean? A 13 technique. He's coming all the way from the outside. Judon just couldn't get traction. They rolled the dice with him. It didn't work, but I still hate the fact that Vic Beasley in the old days in a 4-3 or him in a 3-4. To me, it's like you're wasting a defender when you drop him back like that sometimes.
Well, you are, but here's the deal. Like, Jalen can cover. I don't expect Pierce to be in those roles. He's going to get after it. I think you're going to see better play calling with Jeff Olbrich. Now, guys, he's got to prove it to us, but I agree with you. I think Jimmy Lake was in over his head, and we saw that. But, man, look, I'm not going to slow the show. I just had to call. I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday. The Saints thing had me dying with Derek Carr retiring and the parades that were throwing down there in New Orleans. Tyler Shook! I'm killing it. I love it. Hey, man, have a great day, brother. Hey, appreciate you, and everybody enjoy, man. I'll talk to y'all.
That's our man, Carl Dukes, on vacay. Again, it's only 48 hours into vacay, and he's already bored. He's got to call in a radio show.
I almost mentioned that about – he was on Twitter last night, is paying attention to not just the NBA. He was on top of what the Braves were doing. I was like, man – I mean, I know, and Day-Day knows too, when we go on cruises, you disconnect. There is no watching the Braves game and tweeting about it that night. I was like, is Carl even going? Is he even going?
Hey, man.
What's he doing?
He doesn't tell me. It's cryptic.
I know.
He could be in the Virgin Islands. He could be in Sandy Springs. I don't know where the dude is. But as far as...
Run into him, like the Whole Foods, tied in the sand theme right there.
Thank you. But by the way, I just looked at Matthew Judon's game log from last year. He did actually get sacks in some important games. He had a sack in Philadelphia on an amazing come-from-behind victory. He had a sack against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football.
That's week 2 and week 19. What are we doing?
I know.
Week
18? He had 5 sacks in the season. He had a sack against Denver in a loss. That was a horrible game. And then there was games where, I mean, there was nothing. There was no tackles for loss. So, look, you look at it and you just say he didn't pass the eye test, to Carl's point. And I will give, the only slack I would give Matthew Judon is that Raheem Morris made a mistake in hiring Jimmy Lake to be the defensive coordinator. He's not an NFL defensive coordinator. Things got better when he took over, and that's why I get back to when guys say, man, you're too hard on Coach. Well, you know, Coach and I don't laugh at the same jokes, but we keep it real. We'd be respectful. I just think there were some moments that you look back and say, you're not a rookie coach. You had 3 years in the NFL. You've been in the NFL for 2 decades, and you brought a guy in that he was in over his head. You had to take over the defense.
At least he was man enough to make the change right after one year and notice that he needed to get more involved and change something. I had more issues with some of the late game stuff late in the season, and obviously we can go back to the Washington game. Those were some of the decisions. The Kirk Cousins thing still bothers me. I thought it was a clear decision that had to be made and wasn't.
Because if you want to, guys, and we always joke around about, remember Nick Bakay, the old days of ESPN?
Yeah.
You know, the numbers sometimes do not tell the whole story. You held the worst offense I've ever seen with Desmond Ridder, the Vegas Raiders. It was still a one-possession game. You held them to 9 points. You held the Giants, okay, horrible, one of the worst offense in the league, to 7. So 2 games, your defense held 2 teams combined 16 points. You don't get a cookie for that. You gave up 44 freaking points to Bryce Young. You made him look like Joe Montana in the final game of the season. You know, let's be honest. You got embarrassed in Minneapolis. You know, the Denver game, Bo Nix had a career day in his young career against us. So that was all on the watch of this coaching staff. And now Jeff Olbrich comes in. As we said, it doesn't really, don't get hung up, babe. Are you hung up, by the way, 3-4, 4-3? I've always felt that like a 4-3 better with our personnel. Now this time around, it's going to be a 3-4.
Sure. Doesn't bother me either way. Just get to the guy.
You're in the nickel. I get it. You're in the nickel and or the dime
so much.
The
base, yeah.
That's why some of these draft picks we picked up can be really successful in that expanded, you know, secondary package, which can be big.
I don't care what you run as long as it's effective. You could run a 1-6-4. That's too many players. No, that's the right amount. That's 11. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the formation is. Just get the job done.
Hey, man, we got a soundbite. We played some of the rookies from yesterday. Jalen Walker has been asked a lot about those comparisons with Micah Parsons. And the quote we had said, me and Micah are two separate people. Micah's Micah. I'm Jalen Walker myself. But I do emulate him in some of the ways, versatility in game. If he can do 80%, however you want to quantify, as a rookie, what Micah Parsons did, and you and I touched on it yesterday for guys who missed yesterday's show, Micah Parsons is 6'3". He's not 6'8". He's not 6'5". And I know that Jalen Walker is 6'1". So the comparison is cool because he is that dude. And I think he's actually maybe hits the ground running with even more maturity and leadership than Micah Parsons did.
Yeah, and I think no one's trying to limit Jalen Walker by any stretch. But anytime you're being compared to one of the best in the league to do it at what you're being asked to do, that's probably a good thing. I mean, you don't want to be compared to Isaiah Simmons, right, who came in out of Clemson and was supposed to be that dude and no one knew how to use him and what it didn't work. Like, you don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy that's doing it and is about to get broke off by the owner.
Hey, we were talking about this last week. So Carl just jumped in for a little cameo since Abe is filling in to get a chance to pick your brains on this. The question we had about Michael Penix Jr. last week, I posed a question saying we all expect him to step up and have an amazing year. But, you know, just wanting things and wishing things doesn't mean they're going to happen. As our old agent, the late, great Norm, used to say, there's the world you live in and the world we want. We all want Michael Penix Jr. to look the part. I think you saw in a sample size against the Commanders, shaking off that pick, doing enough to win, looked amazing. We talked about the game against Carolina. We've only got three games to hang our hat on, but do you feel that it's a no-brainer that Michael Penix Jr. is going to ball out with Zach Robinson?
I've been crushed for this because I think we all see the potential for that is there, but three games is a real leap to just go ahead and say it's an afterthought that he's going to be that dude. I think he is going to be that dude, but to have zero concerns, zero questions, I got killed for it for a week because I put it out there. And this goes back to, by the way, the decision not to bench Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Like, it would be nice to have a five-game sample size instead of a three-game sample size. I need to see him in the preseason, Mike. I don't know how you feel about, and we've seen, obviously, Kirk didn't really play in the preseason. I don't know how you feel about ramping up the preseason. I'd like to see Penix in the preseason.
I don't know why he didn't play more. I mean, other than the argument that now we know, and it was, you know, it was pretty apparent, Kirk Cousins came here under the impression they would not be drafting a quarterback because we weren't going to be drafting a quarterback. Coach wanted Cousins from his time in D.C., supposedly, the way D-Led explained it to me. Thanks, Mike! And then the general manager fell in love with Penix. And that's great because at the end of the day, I'm glad we got Michael Penix. You know, I will die on that hill and I will argue this till I draw my last breath on the microphone, that was the stupidest friggin' thing in the history of stupid decisions by this franchise. Spend that money on defense and let Penix cook. And then he's got a full year under his belt, and maybe we take some lumps. Maybe he could beat the Steelers. I don't know. Could he come from behind in Philly? Who knows? But by the end of the season, he's winning games that Cousins was losing. I think we all agree with that. But getting back to the point, I think Penix Jr. is going to be a star. I believe it. I think he's got the juice. I'm not worried about the medicals. That was one of the concerns pre-draft. But it is interesting, though, because you said you get killed about it. But I raised the point, and Abe does agree, just because we want something to happen. You know, I mean, and a guy just hit me up on Twitter saying national media is totally distant. They don't know what we got. They don't know. And Atlanta gets dissed anyway. It just is what it is. But this year, you've got to get Penix the reps. Penix has got to have halves of football. I'll never understand why Penix Jr., and as my point I was making is, they were so deferential to Cousins that they only gave him one series, which was ridiculous. Penix should have had the entire preseason. Basically, our third-string quarterback got all the juice in the preseason. It was stupid.
And a lot of people was like, oh, you can't show the fan base what Penix is all about, or they'll turn on Kirk immediately.
Then don't friggin' draft him, okay? I said to Terry the day he drafted, I said, you're going to have this controversy up the yin-yang. You know, and it was. But, of course, then in that hindsight, we realized that Kirk Cousins is pulling this nonsense, which is despicable. You know, I'm so surprised.
I don't have the disdain for Kirk. Everyone else does. He got hurt. He didn't tell the team. I can understand the reasons why. Move on.
Well, you know what, though? Then don't play that game at the Super Bowl. Because now that's disingenuous to what you're going to sit there. I don't think in an NFL locker room half the team gives a crap one way or the other.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other,
correct.
But to sit there and go, no, 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 I was hurt. Well, then what? Which one was it? Because now, were you lying then or are you lying now?
Well, it's the same thing as Judon. He's trying to rebuild a market for himself.
Right.
So far, there hasn't been one, but he was trying to.
Judon doesn't have a gig, and he's basically saying, they didn't use me the right way.
Same thing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.